Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Stand at your post and don't give up the ground voluntarily, especially with the culture headwinds that we're now facing. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, we're seeing some attacks against individual Christians and attacks on religious liberty that are increasing. They're unprecedented in recent time, but it's something that we said was coming. We said, for example, when same-sex marriage came to Massachusetts, what was historical fact is that the Catholic Charities was told, you must now place children in same-sex households. When they refused to do so, they closed down. And my statement is, stand your post. Don't voluntarily run from this battle.
Yeah, no. We've said for a long time that the whole same-sex marriage issue, that all of these sexual orientation laws, the abortion agenda, but really it's this issue of forced acceptance of the homosexual lifestyle was going to be used as a sledgehammer to crush religious liberty. That's the primary purpose behind this so-called push for marriage equality, as they like to call it. It's really a Trojan horse to undermine the biblical worldview, Christian principles, and most importantly, the First Amendment guaranteed freedom of religious exercise. And now we've seen just recently out of Houston, a radical lesbian activist mayor subpoenaing sermons. I mean, this is unprecedented, unheard of. We see in Idaho two ordained ministers facing jail time and $1,000 per day fine for politely declining to do so-called same-sex marriages. It's not a question of when the religious persecution is coming. It's here.
No, it's here. We said it was coming. It's here. It's not hypothetical. It's not something that's happening in Europe. It's not something that's happening in Canada, although it has been happening there. But it's happening now in the United States of America, and it's happening all over the place. And it is escalating in the month of October because of the Supreme Court's inaction on the issue of same-sex marriage. And they have allowed this to go throughout the entire country. They started this forest fire. They stepped back and watched marriage burn. I think that people are going to see what we said was coming because it's now here. It's been here in different places, but now it's going to be widespread, and they're going to see the intolerance of this agenda. In 2004, people stood by the sidelines when Catholic Charities had to shut down their adoption ministry. The Christian church did not come to the rally in the help of the Catholic Charities ministry. In New Mexico, when the wedding photographer was told you must photograph same-sex weddings or stop your wedding photography business, the nation, the church, did not come to her rescue. There was a defense of her case, but there wasn't this uprising of the church. In Oregon, where the baker was told you can't bake, you're going to be fined, you can't bake wedding cakes unless you bake them for same-sex unions, the church again remained silent. In New York, where the farm was fined $10,000 for refusing to allow its facility to be used for a same-sex wedding, the church again remained silent. Now you have in Houston five pastors who have had their sermons subpoenaed, and it's not because the mayor wants to see what's in the messages, because the mayor could probably go to the website and pull the sermons right off the website. What the mayor wants to do, the lesbian activist, is intimidate pastors. Yeah. And then, of course, you have the situation in Idaho with the wedding chapel there. If they don't perform same-sex weddings, they could be fined in jail time. And I could go on and on and on. The point of this is that it's not hypothetical. It's not across our borders. It's in America. It's everywhere. And recently I read a story about a magistrate in North Carolina just a couple of days ago. The magistrate is a Christian and said, now that same-sex marriage is going to come to North Carolina, he resigned his post because he cannot participate in a same-sex wedding. My message to the magistrate, My message to Catholic Charities or any other entity, again, is don't voluntarily step away from that post. Don't voluntarily resign. Stand your guard. Stay on the wall. And if the government is going to coerce you, then let the government coerce you. But don't voluntarily walk away from the battle. The more that people see the government's heavy hand in pushing this agenda against religious freedom, the more I think consensus in this country will change and people will say, this is not the kind of America that we envision. It's not the kind of America we want to live in. It's not the America we want to give to our children and grandchildren.
Well, that's right, Matt. The war on Christianity and the war on the First Amendment and religious free exercise is the civil rights struggle of our age. And, you know, what if Martin Luther King Jr. had just stepped down and resigned and walked away from the battles that he, the civil rights struggles that he helped to fight? You know, he famously said, there are just laws and there are unjust laws. I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. One who breaks an unjust law must do it openly, lovingly. I submit that an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and willingly accepts the penalty by staying in jail to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the very highest respect for the law. Very well said, and that applies to what we as Christians are going to be facing more and more today.
It really does. You know, I think, you know, if Martin Luther King would have voluntarily just simply resigned his advocacy of civil rights, where would we be with the civil rights movement today? There's three different options that you have. One is to just simply compromise your Christian values, your moral convictions, your conscience, and just simply go along with the flow. There's no doubt people that will do that. The other is to say, I'm not going to compromise my Christian convictions, but I'm going to extract myself from that marketplace. I'm not going to bake the cake anymore. I'm not going to perform the wedding photography anymore. I'm not going to perform weddings anymore.
That's a form of surrender.
That's a form of surrender. On the one hand, it's admirable that you won't participate. On the other hand, that's not the approach I recommend. The third option is, like the second option, you have the Christian convictions, you cannot compromise them, but you also have the Christian calling, the passion to be in that particular marketplace. If that's the case, I don't think you voluntarily leave your post. I think you say, I'm a magistrate, I'm a baker, I'm a photographer, I do weddings, whatever it may be. I will not voluntarily cease doing that. I'm a pastor. I voluntarily preside over weddings. I will not voluntarily cease doing that. It's part of my Christian calling and conviction and my purpose. If the government wants to be that coercive, that unjust, then let the government stop me. And when that happens, when, for example, Little Sisters of the Poor or Catholic priests or pastors or candlestick makers or bakers or whatever they are then forced under the force of law, the penalty of law, to stop doing their profession because they will not participate in immorality. I think that will awaken the conscience of America, and America will say enough is enough.
Well, yeah, you picture, you know, the images of the water hosing and then the dogs and during the civil rights struggles. You know, isn't that what it means to pick up your cross and follow Christ? We will suffer. We will face suffering, but that's what it means to be a Christian.
That's what it does mean. And I think, you know, we have read about things. We've seen things happen other places. The fact of the matter is it's here. It's not in the future. It's not hypothetical. It's here. Deal with it. Don't run from the battle. This is your time. You were born for this moment and born again for this hour. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can ask for our book, Take Back America, plus many other resources. Pray for this ministry and support us as we stand for liberty and life. Again, the website is lc.org. That's lc.org. You can go to our website for resources such as Take Back America, a book that I wrote. By the way, we also have that in Spanish for those who would prefer to read it in Spanish, or give it to friends that are fluent in Spanish. You can get it in English or Spanish. We also have other resources such as our Patriots Handbook series, and one of those handbooks is They're all pocket size, but this one has the Handbook of American Liberty. It has the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, those documents that affirm the freedom that we enjoy in America. We need to get familiar with that, but we also need to get familiar with our unalienable rights that come from our Creator. This is a time when we're being challenged, our religious liberty is under assault. We need you to stand with us in prayer and also in your financial support as these battles heat up around the country. Go to lc.org for more information, and for contributions, you can visit that website.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.